This is JIS News coming up. Applications needed to fill vacancies in the U.S., Disaster Risk Management Act to strengthen resilience, and BGLC accepting education fund applications for January 2015 semester. The news in detail after the break.
My mother send me go live with Uncle George and him family so them can send me go school. Them say them soon send me, but my have to work first. My work hard, you see. Mommy say my must make them send me back cause she no have nowhere to put me. So my wash and clean. The only thing is that sometimes them beat me. But them say them will send me go school next year if my work good. My I go work hard cause my want go school.
Domestic servitude is human trafficking. Human trafficking is modern-day slavery. Call 811 or the nearest police station if you suspect something. Let's unite to end human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons. Now the news. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security is inviting applicants to fill a number of temporary positions in the hospitality industry in the United States. Interested persons are being asked to visit the Ministry of Labour office in their parish with their passports and recommendations from hotels to which they have been previously employed. Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer says vacancies include landscapers, chefs, housekeepers, and front desk personnel with sales experience.
Prospective candidates must meet the following requirements. Between the ages of 21 to 40 years, minimum of 2 years working experience in the hotel industry with certificate of training, no criminal record, valid passport with at least 1 year in your possession.
Minister Kellyer adds that candidates should not have been denied a visa by the United States Embassy within the last 12 months or deported from the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, or any other country. The application period opens today, Wednesday, January 7, and will close on Friday, January 9. Junior Local Government and Community Development Minister Colin Fagan says the soon-to-be gazetted Disaster Risk Management Act will add to the legislative support in place for disaster resilience.
Given the unpredictable nature of earthquakes, it is critical that comprehensive planning and increased opportunities for practice are carried out on a sustained basis, all in good effort to build resilience and minimize impacts.
Mr. Fagan was speaking at the launch of Earthquake Awareness Month, being observed throughout January under the theme Community Strengthening and Awareness, the Recipe for Building Earthquake Resilience. The Disaster Risk Management Bill will seek to strengthen the country's overall national disaster preparedness, emergency management and response processes and mechanisms. These include evacuation of at-risk persons and identification of high-risk and vulnerable areas. The Electoral Commission of Jamaica, ECJ, has implemented an initiative to facilitate the generation of statistics on voter turnout during elections. Information on the age and gender of electors who cast ballots was collated for the first time during the recent Westmoreland Central by-election. Of the 15,091 electors, 8,133, or 53.9%, were women, while 6,958, or 46.1%, were men. Meanwhile, electors aged 18 to 25 made up 11% of voters, and 18% of electors were aged 25 to 35 years. Voters aged 36 to 54 accounted for the largest turnout, with 6,153, or 41%. Director of Elections, Orit Fisher, says the initiative is aimed at improving the ECJ's capacity to provide comprehensive electoral data. He notes that the information could also be useful in understanding and addressing voter apathy. The initiative will be replicated in all future elections. And tertiary students can now apply for grants from the Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission, BGLC, for the semester starting January 2015 through the BGLC Education Fund. The fund was established last August in keeping with the Commission's Corporate Social Responsibility Program. The aim is to contribute to the welfare of children and young adults through education. In pursuit of this goal, the BGLC says assistance will be offered in the first instance to tertiary level students in the Hagley Park Road area in the vicinity of its new headquarters. However, the Commission notes that it hopes to eventually expand the reach and scope of the fund by engaging the support of its clients. Application forms for the BGLC Education Fund are available on the website bglc.gov.jm. The deadline for submission is January 28, 2015. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.